more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. The music we're hearing is Mozart's Sonata for Piano, Four Hands, an interesting piece we'll hear about in just a bit. Every other year since 1999, the Milwaukee-based organization called Piano Arts has hosted a competition for young pianists. The biennial event not only brings in competitors from around the world, but also a roster of judges of international renown. In 2012, Pavlina Dukovska was one of those judges. The acclaimed pianist is also a professor of music at the Manus College of Music in New York, where she met and taught MSO associate conductor Francesco Lecce Chong. This Friday, the two will reunite on stage for a concert at the Marcus Center's Vogel Hall. Among the pieces they'll perform is the aforementioned Mozart Sonata, a piece that requires two people playing one piano. Lecce Chong joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North in the studio. They reached Dukovska by phone from New York, and Lecce Chong talked a little more about the Mozart piece.
He wrote several of these sonatas. He was one of the most prolific composers because, of course, he played with his sister. And, you know, these were kind of like party pieces in some ways. And actually, Pavlina and I, we've played these before at parties and stuff. And we thought it'd be a great way to start off the concert.
Now, Pavlina, you actually taught Francesco at Manus, right?
I had the luck to to teach Francesco. It was a wonderful time because Francesco is truly an exceptional musician and exceptional person to work with. And I must say that the progress he made, not only as a pianist, I mean, we know he won the concerto competition, he played at Alice Dolly Bartok, he gave numerous recitals, many festival performances, but his progress as a musician was really quite astounding. He developed the interest in conducting not only symphonic works, he developed great interest in opera, so he got involved with the opera program also at Manus. So he developed huge interest in music, and I'm very proud of what he accomplished. Then, you know, he went on to Curtis. He applied for his first job, and he got it right on the spot in Milwaukee. And I think that Milwaukee Orchestra, and I'm sure that they recognize how lucky they are to have somebody young and so talented as him.
And he's blushing. I want you to know, because I'm sitting across from him looking at him as you're saying this, and he's actually blushing.
Well, he shouldn't be blushing because I'm telling the truth. And he knows that I'm very critical. I'm always have been very critical of my students. And while we all improve all our lives, there is something that the foundation, it's not only the talent. I strongly believe that a real talent is when there is this inner need to improve, inner need to do better all the time. This is an element of the talent. And he got it. So he will be getting better every minute.
So, Francesco, for you, what was it like to study with Pavlina?
Once in a lifetime, do you have a chance to meet somebody who's really going to change your trajectory in many ways, you know, and she was so patient. I met her, I was a junior in high school, you know, living in Boulder, Colorado. So I really wasn't too aware of the whole musical world out there and completely intimidated by New York. And just, you know, her patience to walk me through everything. And then, you know, as the pace picked up and I started going for things, you know, I was like, I wanted to be a conductor and I wanted to push and take these other auditions and take these extra classes. And she was there every step of the way, you know. And when I said I wanted to do opera, you know, she was on the phone, you know, helping me make contacts so I could start getting into the opera field. And, you know, she's just been so supportive in everything, piano and otherwise. It's been amazing. And still, you know, we still are always in contact and she's always watching out for me. And it's a great feeling.
So for you, what made you decide not to go the pianist route and becoming, you know, a professional performer in that way and decide to become a conductor and focus both on symphonic and operatic works?
I think it came down to working with other musicians. That was always my thing. I love playing the piano, and in some ways now I appreciate it more than ever, of course. You know, that ability to just practice as much as you need to. You know, you don't have rehearsal time. You can practice whenever you want to. And the ability to refine and just take that time, I appreciate that so much more on the piano. But the end product, I've always enjoyed working with other musicians. And I think the one thing about this concert that I'm so excited about is I get to play I get to play with Pauline. I don't have to play by myself. you know, and that's kind of what I continue to do in the piano is I try to do as much chamber music as I can. I love to coach singers, work with singers, just as long as it's involving other people. And I think that's really what drew me into conducting was, you know, I wanted to work with more musicians. And then clearly that wasn't enough because I wanted to do opera, which involves a bunch of musicians plus singers plus a director. So I guess, you know, I love the group aspect of
music. You are a social musical animal.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just so nice to see, again, you sort of the student-teacher relationship continuing past the formal as well. And Pavelina, I think that is just a wonderful thing, I would think, for you as well as for him.
Absolutely. And we have to thank Sue Medford for this, because it was her idea.
Yes.
She said to bring this to Milwaukee. As Francesco mentioned, there was a few summers ago when I wanted to introduce him to some people at Glimmerglass Opera, and we were at a party, and so we did actually this Mozart sonata. But when I came to the piano arts, and when and she was so excited, and she's very excited about Francesco and his accomplishments. And then she called me up. She said, "What do you think about doing something together with Francesco?" And I really was very thrilled about this opportunity. So she's to be thanked for it. And we are very grateful because we will have a real stage to share and to play not only four hands, but to introduce a rather important major work in the two piano repertoire.
Which is?
Which is Porgy and Bess, the arrangement of Percy Grainger of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. It's a fantasy for two pianos.
I have to say, I don't know this arrangement.
It is not as popular as it should be, but it's an extremely effective piece, and it's a challenging work for both pianists. And I'm sure that we'll have a great time with Francesco working on it on Thursday, starting Thursday.
That was going to be my next question, is when are you practicing, since there's about 1,200 miles between you right now?
We'll meet on Thursday, and, you know, we'll have time over Thursday and Friday. Obviously, I'll be juggling my duties with our music director, Ada DeVarts, back in town. So I'll be juggling those duties. But the Gershwin is really, that's kind of what sold me on the whole project. Because, you know, it's a lot of extra work to kind of, you know, juggle my schedule and make sure that I have access to a piano over, you know, these months so I could work for this. But, you know, I've actually conducted that piece a couple times now this year, and it's just incredible. And it's so great to do it now in this two piano format. And it's a wonderful arrangement. I just, every time I sit down and play it and study it, it's just beautiful.
Can you give us a little bit of what it's like to sit down and actually work on something like this, where you're literally not only negotiating the music, but you're negotiating the physical space?
I love it. I can't wipe the smile off my face when I'm playing forehand music. I think there's nothing better than that. And most forehand music was written as something that's supposed to be really fun. And it's actually a fascinating, the idea that I'll be playing the bottom part. So my right hand is right up against Pavelina's left hand. And, you know, you do have to, like, get out of the way sometimes. And there's that little extra navigation. And also for me, you know, having to pedal for somebody when you're not playing their part is also a little tedious.
I was going to ask about that. Who works the pedals? Is it always
Francesco?
Yeah, lower voice.
It's always the lower voice. Okay.
Yeah. But you have to be really aware of what's happening in the other part. But it's more fun than anything. I mean, it's not something that you really worry about too much once you get involved and once you figure it out. It's delightful.
And Pavelina?
As far as playing together, whether it's four hands, whether it's two pianos, whether it's a string quartet, is just you do what is needed. You know, music calls for certain things, and you just follow that, and the composer is your guide and your angel right there. You know, and it's just very enjoyable. So you do what it takes. What frustrates people in life at the end of the day is that they have not done the best they can. I think the life is too short to live in a frustrated way. We just have to we have to be happy people, and do the way to stay happy is to nurture our talents, to do the best we can. I always tell my students that the talent is like your child, And if you don't give this child what the child needs, it starts resenting you and brings frustration. So I think that it's such a privilege, and at the same time, it's a great responsibility to have talent and multiple talents like Francesca does.
We're not going to see all of those talents on Friday night, but we're going to see some of them.
Many of them,
and
yes.
hear many of them, exactly. and yours too, Pavlina. It's such a pleasure to have you back in Milwaukee, because it was so nice to have you here last year for Piano Arts. It should be an absolutely wonderful concert with the two of you and the other.
And also, yes, we have a distinguished violinist from Milwaukee Symphony. And Margot is joining me with the Schubert Grand Duo. It's a extraordinary work, which was written when Schubert was about 20. And it's one of the best pieces in the violin piano repertoire. So it's going to be really a delightful event. I also want to say what impressed me a lot about what is happening in Milwaukee and... And I understand that Francesco also plays an important role in that, is as Sue has been such a force in introducing music to young people, to helping young pianists, to promote classical music. I understand also that Francesco is very involved in that. And this is exciting. And I, as a musician, I think all musicians have to appreciate this efforts in Milwaukee, and we all have to support this efforts. This is fantastic, because we need to bring the young people in the audience. We need to bring the young people on stage as performers. We need to keep this extraordinary treasures of classical music alive and pass on the baton. This is another reason I feel very happy to come to Milwaukee, because I see that there are great things happening there.
And Francesco, you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm visiting three schools today. I got one right after this.
See?
So it's already ongoing right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have to spread this throughout the United States of America.
Well,
Milwaukee experience.
Well, Pavlina and Francesco, thank you both so much for talking with me this morning, and best of luck with the performance.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you there.
I am looking forward to it very much.
Thank you.
See you at the rehearsal, Francesco.
Yeah, all right, let's do this.
Practice your scales.
I'm working on it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Francesco Lecce Chong is the associate conductor for the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. Pavlina Dukovska is an internationally renowned pianist and professor of music at the Manus College of Music in New York, where she taught Lecce Chong in his undergraduate work. The two, along with MSO violinist Margot Schwartz, will perform a concert Friday evening in Vogel Hall at the Marcus Center, part of the Piano Arts Signature Event Concert Series. One of the pieces they'll perform is this one, the Percy Grainger arrangement for piano four hands of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. There are links at wuwm.com/Lake Effect. And that's Lake Effect for Wednesday morning, November 13th. If you have ideas for future interview guests or segments, don't forget you can always get in touch through our website. You will find a Contact Us link at the very top of wuwm.com. I'm Mitch Teich. It's sure great to have you listening today, and I hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Keep listening. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.